And if you dig further into those crime stats, you'll find that the city of Newark, New Jersey, has seen an increase in violent crime. In fact, it's on its way to setting a record for homicides this year. That problem and others are now in the hands of Mayor Cory Booker. He took office in July, and he's received quite a bit of attention for, among other things, his address. Since 1998, Booker has lived in a housing project in one of the city's grittiest neighborhoods. I spoke with Cory Booker this afternoon, and he said the crime problem began before he took over.
We had been experiencing a very large crime wave for the entire year up until I came in 6 months into the year. We had about an 18% increase in murders, and crime in every category was going up. And we started right away in the heat of the summer, which is traditionally the most dangerous months. So it took us about 2 months, August 27th, until we were able to start turning the violent crime rate down. And now, pretty much every month we've been in office, and compared to the same time last year, we're down in shootings and actually overall down in murders as well.
What is the homicide rate right now? How many in the city?
We've had 101 murders in the city right now.
And you're poised on the brink of breaking a record from 1995. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, we are.
That's not a good milestone.
It is absolutely not. But the good news for our residents is the work we're starting to do to completely transform our police department, which for years we had good men operating with no resources. We're creating a narcotics squad, which we've never had the ability to use technology, surveillance, going up on wires. We're creating a warrant squad, which to proactively go after the most dangerous criminals on our streets. And all of that has resulted in really shocking numbers. We are now looking at comparables in other cities in America. And we're one of the few cities, we haven't been able to find one, frankly, yet, that's shown a 20% reduction in shootings over a four-month period. But there's no one strategy that's going to do it. You have to have a multi-layered approach. Despite the fact that we're transforming and modernizing our police department, it's not just a law enforcement issue. You've got to focus on other, what I call, key leverage points. One is prisoner reentry. Kids coming out of youth houses that are being locked up for stealing cars, possession of guns, are being released back into our community in Newark traditionally without any guidance, without any connection to school, education, and so we're intervening there. Helping people before they get in trouble. We have to have a comprehensive recreational program and educational program to stop kids from getting swallowed up by gangs. So we're looking at this as a continuum.
Despite their pledges to make streets safer, when you think of most mayors, you usually think of men or women who are somewhat insulated from crime on the street. From what I understand, you have quite literally experienced crime firsthand.
You know, unfortunately, I've been in the thick of it for a long time. I've chosen to live in Newark in areas that have great community people who are struggling against great obstacles. And, you know, I've been caught up in shootings before, one about 2 years ago where I was walking down the street with my dad. He came up to visit me for my birthday, and shooting rang out, and I turned around to see children sprinting down a hill. I ran through the children in time to see a young man stumbling off some steps. I caught him on my arms and looked over his shoulder and saw his just chest starting to erupt with blood, and laid him down and just basically sat with him trying to stop the bleeding until he died there in my arms. And things like that shake you to your core. They make you begin to doubt. They make you begin to indulge in something that we as a nation should never indulge in, which is pessimism or hopelessness. And I try to find areas of faith. And I think my faith is that this country that stands for freedom, that stands for equal opportunity, should not have people that live in terror in their own midst.
Mayor Booker, you said that you got your education in the Ivy League. You attended Stanford University, but you said you got your Ph.D. living in the projects. What are the most important lessons that you learned while you were living in brick towers? You've lived there since 1998. And how will those lessons guide you in your role as mayor?
You know, I think that the best lesson I've gotten is that I'm here because of the heroic hopes and daring dreams of others. And the best story is this woman I met called Miss Jones, who's my tenant president, who I talk about all the time in the high-rise projects I lived in. You know, the first time I met her, I told her I was this ambitious, idealistic 20-something, and I said to her, I'm going to help you, ma'am. I really want to help you with what you're doing. She says, help me. She goes, describe what you see in this neighborhood. And I talked about the crack house and the drug dealers and described what I saw around me. And she said, boy, you never can help me. You've got to realize something. The world you see outside of you is a reflection of what you have inside of you. And if you only see problems and darkness, that's all there's ever going to be. But if you're one of those people who sees light and hope, then you can make change. And this is a remarkable woman because she could have lived anywhere. And her son was murdered, an American soldier who came home and was murdered in a short time home visiting his mother. And I remember asking her, I said, why do you still stay in these buildings, Ms. Jones? I know how much money you make. I know you could live anywhere. And this stubborn old woman, you know, crosses her arms. She says, "Why do I stay here?" And I said, "Yeah, ma'am." And she says, "Because I'm in charge of Homeland Security." And I got it immediately, the wisdom that she understood that our nation, as great as we claim to be, and spending billions of dollars in a war of Iraq, but the principles that we fight for are in danger every day locally here in our communities.
Cory Booker, he's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cory Booker has now moved out of that housing project. It's being torn down. He's moved to another building in another tough neighborhood, and this time his home has both hot water and heat.